You're listening to Aspen Public Radio. I'm Zoe Rome. Last fall, special taxing districts like Colorado Mountain College came to voters with a problem. Because of a complicated state law, growth on the Front Range meant they were in real financial trouble. The danger, it turns out, wasn't nearly as bad as expected. To learn why and what it means, I'm joined in the studio by Aspen Public Radio's Wyatt Orme. Good morning, Wyatt.
Good morning, Zoe.
Why did special districts think they were in so much trouble?
The trouble came from this complicated law called the Gallagher Amendment. So imagine this pie, right? And the pie is all the property tax that's collected in the state of Colorado. Gallagher makes it so that 55% of that pie needs to come from commercial property tax. The remaining 45% comes from residential property. And that's no matter what. That ratio is fixed. So when there's a real estate boom like the one that's been happening on the Front Range, and the prices of homes and apartments totally balloon, the state lowers the amount of residential values that can be taxed. And this is all to preserve this 45 to 55% ratio.
What's the connection? Why does this matter to special districts?
Because they rely on property tax. So when the state says, okay, we need to lower the residential assessment rate, we need to shrink the level of tax that we can collect, that puts the special districts in really serious financial risk. Last fall, a lot of special districts thought that the residential assessment rate was going to fall dramatically from 7.2% to 6.11%. And that might not sound like a lot, but Colorado Mountain College was projecting that that would cost them $3.8 million. But that nosedive in the assessment rate, it didn't actually happen. The new residential assessment rate was passed a few weeks ago. It's 7.15%. So it's down a little, but not that much.
And why not? Why were the predictions so much worse than what the assessment rate ended up being?
If we go back to our pie, the whole pie grew, right? Home values grew, but so did the commercial side, largely thanks to a boom in oil and gas development on the Front Range. Because of increased oil and gas development, that 45 to 55% ratio stayed intact. So what this means for places like Colorado Mountain College or the Carbondale and Rural Fire Protection District is that the losses that they thought they would be facing, it turns out they probably wouldn't actually be facing them. But fortunately for them, they came to voters last fall and they said, we're probably going to need more money. And their voters mostly said, okay, here you go.
Is there any way for voters or special districts to know that things won't be as bad as they're forecasted to be?
No, because we don't know what the assessment rate is going to be. At least some people think that voters need to see this discrepancy as a lesson. Here's Garfield County Assessor Jim Yellico.
When the governments are talking to us about why they need an increase and they use estimates of what the residential assessment rate is going to be, we have to take that now with a grain of salt.
Special districts, on the other hand, would say, if we can't predict how much money we'll get from property taxes because of the Gallagher Amendment, we need to play it safe and go to the voters to ask for higher mill levies.
All right. Thanks, Wyatt.
You're welcome.
That was reporter Wyatt Orme. I'm Zoe Rome. You're listening to Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.